Let's face it, there's no way around it. We will all experience disappointment. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. It's a natural and normal part of life. We have high expectations for ourselves and others, but often we don't live up to those expectations. Debbie is disappointed that she didn't get the job that she thought was a perfect fit for her skills. She's disappointed in herself, the company, and the process, and her disappointment turned into discouragement. Bill is disappointed that after the undefeated season his baseball team enjoyed, they lost in the finals to a team they should have beaten. Bill is disappointed in himself, his teammates, and coaches. He questions whether or not he should return next season. Sue thought she and Tom had the perfect marriage until the day Tom announced that he was leaving her and the kids because he had fallen in love with his secretary. Sue's disappointment turned quickly to depression and desperation. Brian anxiously awaits the results of his surgery. He was disappointed when the surgeon told him that the cancer was worse than expected. He was disappointed with the doctor and discouraged and angry with God. Yes, we will all experience disappointment. So what can we do when we experience disappointment, and how do we keep from becoming discouraged and depressed? Here are some thoughts. Number one, take some time to grieve. Often these disappointments are devastating. They require time to heal and to reflect and to try to understand. Know, however, as St. Paul tells us in the book of Romans, we know that all things work for the good of those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. Second, examine our perspective and expectations. We have high expectations for others, and oftentimes people won't live up to our vision of them. This is especially true for family members. We sometimes have unrealistic expectations for our children, our spouses, and parents. It is but said that when you have high expectations, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. Put your expectations into their proper perspective. Number three, turn toward, not away from God. When people are discouraged, they often make the mistake of blaming God, of going into a shell, no longer attending church, and they stop praying. These are the times we should turn toward the Lord to gain strength from His promise to us that He is always with us, that He will never abandon us, that He will see us through the problems and give us a way out. Number four, focus on hope. We need to put our faith in God that He'll give us a reason to hope. If we dwell on our Lord and not on our disappointment, we will begin to see that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that light begins with our hope. Number five, be grateful for the good things in our lives. Often we spend so much time on our problems and disappointments that we fail to take a look at our blessings. We may have lost out on that job, but there will be other opportunities, and we still have the God-given skills. We may be disappointed at losing the big game, but we still have a season full of good memories to motivate us for next year. We will all face disappointments in our lives. Dealing with disappointments by trusting God and His promises will go a long way to improving your mental health and happiness. You're in my daily prayers, my friend. This is Tony Agnese.